USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss a coronavirus relief bill, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, needs to get serious when it comes to negotiating.
First, I would say Nancy Pelosi is not being serious. If she becomes serious, then we can have a discussion here. But
we
raised our offer. But when you lower your offer, $2.2 trillion, and you ask for direct payments to illegal immigrants, and you ask for certain deportation forgivenesses in your offer, it's not a serious offer.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 837,000, which is down by about 36,000 from the week before. States seeing a decline in jobless filings include Florida, New York, Texas, and Georgia, while Arizona, Nevada, and New Jersey saw an uptick. USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/worldsightsday. That's onesight.org/worldsightsday.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with Republican senators on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Many Democrats have said they would not meet with Barrett. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley has a challenge for Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris, Senator from California.
She's got a lot of things to answer for, and I'd like her to take a pledge, Senator Harris. I'd like her to say that she's not going to continue to engage in the kind of religious bigotry that we have seen from her towards past court nominees, interrogating their Catholicism, and other Democrats on the committee doing the same thing. They're trying to make the religious faith of Amy Barrett the central issue. This is a form of bigotry. Let's just call that out. It is anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-faith bigotry.
The NFL is rescheduling the Pittsburgh Steelers-Tennessee Titans game to later this season after additional Titans players tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
2020 has been a rough year for many people, from losing a loved one due to COVID to a possible job loss or even that small business owner who may have lost his small business due to the coronavirus pandemic. I had a chance to catch up with best-selling author and motivational speaker Rachel Hollis. She has a new book out titled Didn't See That Coming, Putting Life Back Together When Your World Falls Apart. One of the things we discuss is how to get your life back in order after a very challenging 2020.
So one of the most important things that I think we need to hold on to right now is, you know, so many people are saying, like, in an uncertain future, in an unknown future, and there's so much fear around this idea that because of the pandemic, we don't know what the future is. And what I want to remind you of is that you have never known what the future is.
At least 69 people have been arrested in Hong Kong as local police broke up scattered protests on October 1st, which marks the 71st anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's takeover of China. Police made the first announcement of mass arrests around 5:20 p.m. local time on its Facebook page, saying at least 60 people were arrested for taking part in unauthorized assemblies. Among those arrested were two district councilors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.